This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 5th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, the weather is warm and pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a few passing clouds. It's a perfect time to be outside, enjoying the sunshine. In Haifa, a gentle breeze offers some relief from the heat. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the IDF killed an armed Hezbollah operative in southern Lebanon after a manhunt. Lebanon's president, meanwhile, rejects criticism over a deal with Israel. Also, Israel Hayom reveals that Israel is reducing territory under Hamas control. The Palestinian Authority states it is not ready to enter Gaza. Also this hour, The Jerusalem Post reports that Egypt has unveiled its massive octagon military headquarters as part of a regional power push. Separately, according to JNS, a Jewish man in Toronto was attacked by a self-identified Houthi. The assailant accused Jews of committing genocide. And finally, Axios shares that Trump claims Netanyahu knows who the boss is ahead of a possible White House visit next week. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted just minutes ago, questioning the need for a separate pride parade for Jews, suggesting the hostility they face is why such events are necessary. Isabella Tabarovsky wrote on X just now, drawing a parallel between Soviet-era communal ownership and personal ownership, highlighting how items often disappeared back then. Open source intelligence analyst Osin 613 noted earlier today that the Mother Ukraine statue in Kyiv is lit in red, white, and blue in celebration of America's upcoming 250th Independence Day. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF operation in Lebanon, The Times of Israel details that the IDF tracked and eliminated a Hezbollah operative in southern Lebanon earlier today. This follows heightened tensions in the region. Lebanon's president is pushing back against Amnesty International and other NGOs defending a new deal with Israel, stating the nation aims to move past conflicts. The outcome could influence Lebanon's future diplomatic stance. Turning to the situation in Gaza, Israel Hayom reports that Israel is gradually reducing Hamas-controlled areas. This undeclared strategy also targets individuals involved in recent violence. The Palestinian Authority has declared its unpreparedness to govern Gaza, which complicates any potential transition of power in the region. Meanwhile, Egypt's unveiling of the Octagon headquarters signifies a major military modernization effort. According to the Jerusalem Post, this new strategic command center represents Cairo's intentions to assert its influence in regional affairs. Egypt's move could shift power dynamics in the Middle East. In Canada, a troubling incident in Toronto highlights rising tensions. JNS reports that a Jewish man faced an aggressive attack by someone identifying as Houthi, charging Jews with genocide. This event raises concerns about anti-Semitism and community safety in North American cities. Finally, Axios reveals that former President Trump commented on Netanyahu's standing with him, suggesting a keen awareness of hierarchy as Netanyahu might visit the White House next week. This visit could impact U.S.-Israel relations under the current administration. On the economic front, first, Akamai has completed its $205 million acquisition of LayerX, as reported by CTEC. This move enhances Akamai's zero-trust platform, focusing on browser security for the AI era. Separately, Dorone Arnon, CEO of Mediterranean Towers, shared insights in Israel Hayom business. He emphasized the need to enrich life quality, not just longevity, suggesting a shift in focus for senior living models. And finally, from Walla Business, Minister of Culture and Sports, Miki Zohar admits to failures in tackling the high cost of living in Israel. He acknowledges the issue, but maintains it is solvable, hinting at potential policy changes. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.